It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Did I hear somebody say Scooby's name?
Bacon is good for me.
Hi, everyone. It's Jim with Joey Super Cool Food Reviews.
Monkey style.
What do you like about corn?
I have been nice to you, but now I'm coming to the edge.
Monkey.
She's going to try to stop me, but she can't run those little high heels.
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
What's up, Clay?
What's up, everyone? Sorry, we're chewing. We got CJ brought candy.
Are we allowed to freely chew?
I swallowed my gum because I thought
it'd
be
nasty.
Nah,
let's not chew.
All right. No, I mean, just, there's so much juices left in my
mouth. All right. Do a quick chew if you can.
He's going to chew it all out.
I'm going to spit out the toilet. I'll be back.
This is my new diet, though, is whenever I feel hungry, I chew on 8 pieces of Sour Patch gum.
Well, you could just not do chew into the mic if you don't want.
No, he has to do a lot of chewing right now.
People have like a real problem with chewing on podcasts.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I think other than those podcasts, the point is to make the worst podcast ever.
CJ! What
not
the
in
hell?
The year 2023.
We're a serious podcast now.
Why would you step on the hat?
We are changing now.
CJ, what happened to your podcast?
It got canceled.
Oh.
Why?
Because I talked about Michael Jordan too much. Actually, that was a rule. I was not allowed to talk about Michael Jordan and Kobe too much.
You didn't throw that in. And when you say Kobe, you're talking about Kobe Bryant?
Yep.
Oh.
No beef.
So
what was the coolest thing about Kobe Bryant?
That's the cheese guy.
What do you think about the cheese?
That's the cheese guy. This is too fuzzy. What else is on this mic head?
Cool. The probably cat hair.
Ew.
What?
You're afraid of cats. CJ's really scared of animals.
I'm not scared of them.
CJ, you can take it off.
Gotta talk into the mic.
Take it off.
Talking to the mic.
Now I feel like a raw comedian. I feel like Marc Maron up here.
CJ is the type of guy who won't let you wear shoes into his house. But that's a new rule.
Because we own the house now.
No, that was a rule. You had that rule before.
No, I've always had my shoes on.
I would take my shoes off
at
CJ's place.
No, the old place was like we rented it.
Yeah, but I would take my shoes off.
Yeah, I would take
my shoes off,
too, and I normally don't do that.
I thought Megan or my wife wanted me to be that way, and she doesn't. But I thought...
Did I hear somebody say...
I feel bad sometimes. I don't require people to take their shoes off because I know people feel weird about their feet.
Well, then don't leave the house.
Whenever I see like a big pile of shoes, I'll take my shoes off.
Yeah.
And then you also get on all fours and start sniffing.
Yeah, you start sniffing around.
You know, like a little truffle pig.
Well, you want to see what's going on with everybody's feet.
I make you wipe your ass at my door.
CJ makes sure I get a clean wipe.
I have door toilet paper for to wipe his ass.
We used to have a roommate who cut hair, and she was obsessed with she could swear she could tell somebody didn't wipe their ass.
I have that ability too.
Someone else told me that story that hairdressers always knew, like so many guys come in there who don't wipe their ass.
Yeah, I guess because they gotta get close to them or something. I don't know. That smell's creeping up out the back of their.
You're
jeans.
Pretty close to people when you're doing someone's hair, right?
I wipe my ass. I know a kid who went so out of his way to not wipe his ass that it's just like. He just didn't like wiping his ass.
Yeah, he gets bored.
Embarrassed.
Yeah,
you get bored.
You get boring.
Yeah, it's boring.
It's boring.
Dude. I could be outside playing, but I'm in here wiping my ass.
Oh my god! When I was a kid, I wasn't taking no damn breaks to stop playing.
If I have to poop, I'll poop.
Yes,
I'll draw the line.
I will
there.
Do that.
I'm not gonna poop my pants.
I would, and I did.
But I will
times.
Have. I'll have a crusty.
Rod.
Crusty poop-covered underwear.
You would say crust. Don't say crust on the
crust place. Means it's been on there for a minute.
Yeah, you get the crusty
poop-covered
underwear.
You don't got to dance while you're talking about All right, last night we all, the three fellows here, this is a guy, by the way, in the new year, we didn't realize that we had girl fans of this podcast.
You do?
Which is weird, because this is a guy's, guy kind of podcast. Guys,
yeah.
Yeah. This, I mean, this is kind of like the manosphere, kind of like think Andrew Tate style podcast. Like...
What's manosphere?
That's like Andrew Tate.
I really did not want to find out who that guy is. When that name started coming out, I thought it was a guy we've been talking about for years. To find, and then I come to find out that it's a new guy, and I said, I don't care.
Who did you think it was?
I thought it was like a Ben Shapiro type.
Oh.
And is he? He is like a Ben Shapiro
he's
type.
Just, he's
he?
A, he's like a, he's a, he used to fight professionally, like a kickboxer. And then he taught men to, how to drop ship and stuff. On
drop them. Ship?
Yeah, it's like when you...
Think Amazon drop shipping?
Yeah, it's like how you, it's like you're selling things that's already on a website, but you're selling it at a higher price.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You can, yeah.
So you go.
So he teaches you how to do that.
You it, like scan stuff in the store that's discounted.
Yeah, he had
and sell
a
it for, yeah.
He had a workshop teaching you how to do that and how to be a man.
Oh, while also being a man.
A lot of it is about being a man.
But like it was like a program, like a university that he did.
Like a lot of like teachers, female teachers have kids who watch Andrew Tate, and the kids will no longer, the boys won't listen to the teachers anymore.
What the hell?
Because Andrew Tate says to not listen
and
to
that's
women.
Who you like
Clay,
it?
You no, that's what this podcast is. I don't necessarily like that, but I am that.
Yeah, yeah.
And Clay, so if you were... Clay hated school more than any person I ever knew when we were kids.
Yeah.
If you were a kid, did you
It was just like wiping ass, dude. It was boring.
Yeah.
It's boring.
Boring.
Do you think if you were a kid, you would get into Andrew Tate just to have an excuse? Because I don't think we had any guy teachers.
No.
Just to not have to listen to your teachers.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, wait, we did. And this ties us back to... So you would become full Andrew Tate.
Yeah.
We did have one teacher who was a guy, and you know what his name was?
Ramsey.
Another one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Dim.
Jesus Christ.
Mr. Hockey.
Oh, exactly.
Wait, his name was Mr. Hockey?
We also, yeah. We also had a...
What's his first name?
No, also on the subject of not wiping your ass, we had a coach named Michael Jackson.
Oh.
What? Did he try to go by a different name?
No, but he got fired for creeping on the locker room.
Nuh-uh.
But that same year, the way that me and Clay kind of met, actually, we had met in school... because our lockers were next to each other in sixth grade. But that same year, we were sitting next... We were because our last names were sitting next to each other in gym class, stretching, and Coach Jackson forgot to wipe his ass, or he farted or something, and he had a big old brown stain all over his heather gray basketball shorts.
Yeah.
And me and Clay like nearly died laughing. Like,
you guys should
couldn't breathe.
You try just sand some mud.
You guys should have a show about your childhood. But you guys are ducks in it.
Yeah, that's a really smart idea.
Yeah, we should. But
put it on Hulu.
I just,
and put it on Hulu.
So we had Mr. Hockey, we had Coach Michael Jackson, and then
and get paid 10% for it.
10%? That'd be fucking.
Yeah, bad. Dude, 10%? You kidding me? Remember when we did Stone Crackers? They said, "You're gonna guys, you can quit your day jobs delivering food or whatever," and we were like, "Sick." But they didn't tell us that. You have to quit your day jobs because it's a full-time job and we're going to pay you less than you got paid to deliver pizza.
Mm-hmm.
They should have said that.
Yeah,
I remember being new friends with you guys and like remember I like really needed work.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll give these guys my stuff and hopefully they can get me a job. And then you're like, we only get paid $500 every 4 months. And I was like, I'm okay. I got to find something else.
Yeah.
I'll go work on the... Like
you
a
know,
Bravo
you worked on IFC
Twitter or something.
Twitter.
Oh, I have
ran
Twitter.
IFC's Twitter.
For a single TV show
yeah.
Twitter account. How much did that pay you?
$3,000 a month.
That's fucked.
It was really great. It was, and they were really nice people.
And it's not,
but
like,
that was the beginning of Twitter.
But it's also like it's not. You weren't working for IFC's Twitter where
no.
You manage everything.
Well, from that job. And honestly, the people were so nice, I'm not going to put them out there. But from that job, then they were like, we have some other ideas for IFC's Twitter, like movie takeovers and all that stuff. And it was all stuff I could do 15 minutes a month.
Right.
But then they would put me on retainer to hold me for the next month of a TV show.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Wow.
Really good time.
You're thinking about
saw every
back.
Movie that came out. I wish. I really wish.
I wonder what's up with that house now. There's me and CJ lived together in a... house in Highland Park that now would probably be a fucking $1 million a month.
Yeah, they kicked those last guys out.
They kicked them out?
No, they were like, we have to do something. This house is probably worth $3 million now.
Yeah. It was like on a hill with a view. Remember mm-hmm. the yard?
I just moved off that street a month or a couple months ago.
Yeah. Well, you from a different place.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were the days. One other teacher, though, that I wanted. So we had Mr. Hockey. We had Coach Michael Jackson, Mr. Ramsey. And then we also had, and Rod, you're going to love this.
Principal
you're
going to
relate
Clinton.
To this. Mr. Tuggle.
Yes, dude. That's what I call Rod whenever we go to the Americana.
Yeah. Whenever you go to where?
Americana.
Americana? Why?
Because there's their public restrooms there.
Oh.
Well, he's not allowed in
there. Why is that the only place with public restrooms?
I don't know.
There's actually a lot of public restrooms all over the city.
It is the nicest public restroom. Maybe that I know.
That's a weird
That's
situation.
That's the only place though, where I know Mr. Tuggle comes out.
Because they have the helper guy?
They have the helper guy. What do y'all think
he
about
understands.
That helper guy? Because I don't need him to hand me like
helper?
A
You don't need
napkin,
the towel?
Paper towel.
Sometimes he kisses me on the cheek.
No.
Yeah.
Man, he can't be doing that. That's
why, well, he says, I'm proud of you. And he kisses him on the cheek.
Because you wiped your ass?
Yeah, I heard you taking the extra 30 seconds to wipe your ass.
Y'all ever sitting next to somebody at a stall? I know I've asked you this before. In a public bathroom, and you can hear the shit tear out of their ass.
Oh. It's just like rubbing against the skin. Like. there are some underrated poop noises that we don't talk about enough. Everyone goes quickly to the...
It was more of like a...
Just like the poop coming out cleanly. That's...
Yeah, I mean,
you ever hear the person next to you have a big plop?
Yeah,
and then you take your foot and you tap their toes and go, "Good job."
Yeah, tap their little toes.
Let them know.
Remember that one TikTok where he goes, "You want a piece of broccoli?"
Wait, what's that?
They're in a bathroom stall, and the kid tries to hand the guy like a little piece of broccoli underneath the stall.
He goes, "No, what are you doing?" What should I look like?
Wait, a kid does? Oh, yeah, he tries to, he crawls completely underneath.
No, I think he just hands a.
Just like underneath the door?
That's the other. No, there's a whole other one where a kid just completely. A little kid just goes underneath the stall and just stares at him.
Remember the old. There's an old video of like a kid who's like, "What are you doing under there, man?" And he goes, "Nothing." And then he finds out that the dude's like filling his infinity gauntlet. Up with water. Have you seen this one?
Wait, what about this?
Ew. No. Don't be. You said I couldn't chew on the podcast?
Yeah, he's awesome.
That's nasty. 2023, I don't find that humorous.
Do you think that has Vine energy?
Yeah. Big Vine energy.
Big Vine energy.
Oh, can we get CJ can we get CJ a new podcast real quick?
Yeah. Pitch me new basketball podcasts.
It doesn't have to be sport related.
No, I think it has to be.
Why does it
basketball?
Have to be about basketball?
Because, I don't know.
Because he's the basketball guy.
Basketball guy.
Remember when you used to say, I liked basketball before anybody else did?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
He was the first person I knew who liked that.
That is true.
And what makes you say
before
that?
Before comedians. But I mistakenly or accidentally focused on liking basketball more than working on my stand-up. And then stand-up became extinct 3 years later, so I'm smart.
Do you think stand-up comedy is extinct?
It's pretty close. Because anyone successful in stand-up comedy is not good at stand-up.
Okay, I have an idea for a podcast.
What's that supposed to mean?
What? For?
Well, you got to play music to get people's attention, too.
Okay, yeah, that's not wrong.
Bro, don't call.
You got to have a theme. Everyone's got to have a damn theme.
Yeah, a gimmick.
Yeah, give all me right. 80 funny jokes.
All right,
CJ, remember when
yours is a good wit. You don't force it.
Okay, thanks, CJ, you this is a documentary-style podcast.
Okay.
And it's you're trying to open up for Dave Chappelle again.
Oh, no. That's embarrassing.
Why is that embarrassing?
I do not want to open up for that fella.
CJ opened up for Chappelle when he came back to America after going to Africa.
I was
CJ was his opener.
Old.
for a weekend. Rod, no, we can't cough
I'm
right
sorry.
Now.
Why would you? Why would you disrespect my?
I'm sorry.
Story, like,
I didn't
history.
Mean to. I didn't. I really
ancestral
didn't.
History.
All right. What about you write another letter to Louis C.K.?
Oh, boy.
No, they were pen pals.
There's some wild. There kind of was.
What would you ask Louis? This is like CJ when he's a teenager.
This is the first video podcast I was aware of was Louis in 2005 or 6. And there are videos online.
And we all watched them.
It was just him asking, or it was me asking comedy advice, and he would answer every single one, but then he'd give a really good answer, and then he'd be like, so take that, you piece of garbage ass shit.
Classic. Classic.
But it was like really nice advice.
Yeah.
And what were you asking him?
What was the one, like...
All right, wait. You
oh, does
it
the
out,
feeling
then,
ever
wait,
go
give,
away of like
you
being
give
a fraud?
Better advice, right. Emily. Okay, go ahead.
I just feel like even if I'm, you ever have like a good set where everyone's laughing, but you know it's not great, and how do you deal with that?
Well, I kill myself.
Well, that's thanks, Louis.
Thanks, Louis.
Thank you, Louis.
What if you get so horny and the only way to get off is in front of other by doing it in front of women, other women?
I'm Louis in this case. I trap him.
No. Okay, thanks for the advice, Lee. I think this is gonna be a problem in the future. That was me as a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, speaking of Mr. Hockey, our math teacher.
Let's go back to Mr. Hockey.
We went to a hockey game last night. The Kings. I've never been to a hockey game. Have y'all?
That was your first hockey game?
Yeah.
That was my first hockey game. Thing.
What the?
I've been before.
And
pretty great.
We had interesting seats that once you get there, at first they were like three away from the floor.
Yeah. We're so close
from
to
the rink.
We're so close to the rink.
Yeah, but
yeah,
we
but
don't have much of a view.
You
the other
realize
end.
That it means you can only watch half of the game.
I got.
Probably
got
even
got.
Less than half.
Maybe. I got. Okay, Rob.
Maybe about a third of the game
because
is watchable.
I got.
They're in the divider where the players sit. Is like right next to you, which blocks your view of the whole. Depending,
but you make up in the fact that the puck is almost going to smack you in the
and
face,
and the puck almost whacks your ass.
Yeah,
what was
and
the,
I jumped every time.
What was the LA team called?
LA Kings.
Wake me up when it's the LA Queens. Damn it!
Was you're snoring.
The, is that the noise you wanted to make?
That's the snore. It's like a sleep apnea snore.
Let's see if I can find
I thought it was a cow.
But no, dude, this is a guy's podcast, Clay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you're talking about you want to see the Queens.
This is a podcast for guys who love podcasts.
What if it was the LA Queens and they had to wear bikinis while they did
bikini ice skating?
Cool? While they did their hockey.
Bikini ice hockey?
Dude, don't even get me started.
That'd be
thinking
dangerous.
About that. Yeah, but it would be awesome. I'll buy a ticket.
Oh, what the? Clay, what are you doing?
Okay, but
hey, what was the team called?
They're called the LA Kings.
Wake me up once, LA Queens.
What?
Rod's confused. Rod,
what
you,
is that snoring based
Rod, walk
on?
Walk me through what is confusing about that.
What is the snore?
What? It's from cartoons.
Yeah.
What do you think? Who do you think that snore was based on? Like, do you think a guy actually heard that
a
snore?
A guy with a cap, a sleeping cap.
Well, duh, he's got a sleeping cap and a little lantern
candle?
Next to him.
Well, that's how we all go to sleep, yeah. CJ.
But, no, I mean, do you think a guy actually heard a guy sleeping like that?
Yeah.
It's like, y'all gotta hear me do my impression of my roommate sleeping.
Yeah, and he goes, can you make it into the studio at 2 tomorrow?
Yeah.
After you heard him sleeping for the first night.
Oh, my God.
Did y'all know what was going on with the game?
Yeah, yes. It's easy to understand hockey.
Well, okay, then explain the penalty.
Whenever there's a penalty, I don't know why it happens.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know that stuff. I just know that the hockey guy kicks puck and net.
Well, icing is what when you send the puck all the way down the rink.
Are you not allowed to do that?
Without it being touched.
You're not allowed to do that, no.
No. Because it just would be too easy.
Because then you could just bonk it back and forth.
Because it'd be too easy to clear the puck.
Yeah.
Was clear the puck.
Like, clear it from your side
clear
of the
goal. Take it off the ice.
Yeah.
And then take it home.
And you're not allowed to pick
take it
up.
It home. You can.
No.
You can catch it.
You can catch it and you got to set it down.
Does it to y'all when you look at a hockey puck?
Does to all.
When you look at a hockey puck, does it look like it would taste good?
Yes.
If you were to
a
chew
little bit,
on it.
Yeah.
It's like one of those Hostess cakes.
Might be like
absolutely.
A black licorice kind of thing.
Yeah, it looks delicious.
Or like a black burger.
Charbroiled.
Looks like a charbroiled. Like
those Japanese Burger King burgers that were all black.
No, black burger.
Yeah, my bad.
Old black burger. Bam, blam. Old black burger. Old black burger. Cheese and ham. There you go.
But did you guys... Okay, let's talk about the food, though.
All right, so we got Wetzel dogs, which I'd never...
I thought that was a bold choice.
I thought it was... I really wanted a pretzel, but I was like, you can't just eat a pretzel. You can't just have bread for dinner.
Yeah.
And so we got the Wetzel dog.
Which I'd never had and never even knew that existed.
I was cool with going wherever you guys decided to go.
I don't know why we stopped at Wetzel dog.
I do like Wetzel pretzels as pretzels, but the Wetzel dog is a no-go.
It came out cold and a little too wet.
Yeah, it was wet. It was like barely any pretzel around this. Too thick.
We have a photo. I took a photo that we can post.
We can post.
But yeah, it was. I couldn't finish mine. It was too. It grossed me out. And also, I gave mine to Clay.
And then I also, I ordered a pretzel Wetzel dog, and she said no, and gave
me. Why'd she say
pretzel?
No?
And I go, no, I want the dog. And she goes, you sure about that?
No,
she really did that?
No, she didn't do that. But
no, but you know what she did?
Trying to
me.
Figure out why she gave me the pretzel at first.
It wasn't the same cashier, but the cashier that I had, what was it? I said, can I have a Coke Zero? And she goes, is that any good? Coke Zero's been around for like 15 years. Yeah. And to order, and she works at the place.
One time I was at the dentist having some something. They were drilling or something. And I was watching TV, mm-hmm. uh-huh. and I watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And the guy, the hygienist or whoever it was, who was in charge of doing something, was like, well, who's that guy? And I said, that's Charles Manson. And he goes, what does that guy do? What did he do? I was like, don't. Wait, you don't know who that is? And you're like in charge of my mouth right now? It was really freaked me out.
Yeah. In LA?
Yeah, people need to know about stuff if they're going to...
Yeah.
You got to at least know about top 10 or murderers.
Your brain can only hold so much info.
Maybe
so
he's
has
thinking
too
about
much
teeth?
Tooth.
Yeah,
he
do you think...
Too much tooth thoughts.
If he was to be like, do you know how to fill a cavity? Or if you said, do you know how to fill a cavity? Like,
yeah.
What? He doesn't know how to fill a cavity?
Yeah, I guess he's only thinking about teeth.
Yeah. He's got
so
teeth
the only
on the
movie
brain.
He's ever seen is Tooth Fairy starring Rock.
No, Dr. Giggles. Remember that?
What the fuck? Who said to me?
Dr.
What?
Giggles.
Dr. No, Giggles?
Dr. Giggles and the dentist. The dentist, Corbin Burnson. Is that his name?
Closer to your mouth, my man.
Corbin Burnson?
Thank you.
Who's that?
Ooh, these horror
movies.
It's
a scary movie?
Yeah, these are scary
that's too
movies.
Scary for me.
A scary dentist?
I'm looking them up.
Well, what else is a good dentist? Oh, House Guest?
You know, House Guest is great.
You know a scary dentist? Hmm. Fucking Dennis the Menace, dude.
No, that's Dennis.
Remember Clay when we were kids, and if I had to go to the Clay lived near the dentist, and so often I would go to the dentist and then go hang out with Clay at his house. But I wasn't allowed to tell his mom that I went to the dentist.
Exactly,
because then that meant
you're not going
to
give her any ideas.
Because that meant she would be reminded that Clay probably needs to go to the dentist. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Remember
Apple. That doesn't happen in that movie.
I remember that cover.
Scary,
man, Stevie. Going down the horror aisle in a video store is like going to rot.com.
Scary.
Yeah, when you're a kid.
Yeah.
What's this?
So, dude, I would just like fucking look at a DVD or a VHS case, turn it to the back. Ooh, those are nightmares. Sometimes, though, you'd see a babe.
Yeah. Every once in a while, yeah.
I remember Jason Goes to Hell. You see them having sex in a tent.
Jason Goes to Hell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's he doing
on the back?
Take a break.
What's he doing in hell?
Yeah.
I think he like dies. He gets exploded or something. And then they find his heart and a guy goes crazy and he eats the heart.
What?
He's like compelled.
What the hell?
And then he gets possessed and starts killing people. And then eventually...
Jason style?
Yeah. It's one of those.
I remember it.
Jason Goes to Hell. Interesting film.
What do you think about the new Scream coming out? It looks good.
I'm happy to see it. I'm bummed that you're not having your birthday.
It's in March. Comes out in March.
All right.
I kind of like New York Scream.
Did y'all go to CJ's birthday last year when he rented the movie theater?
It rocks. No. We'll rent it again for it.
You're too scared?
I don't know what happened.
I think you did go.
I went to Monster Jam instead.
I didn't go anywhere.
What's Monster Jam?
Monster Trucks.
What the hell, Rod?
That's messed up.
Yeah, me and Darcy went to Monster Jam.
What did y'all do in the theater?
CJ rented Darcy a movie then? Theater.
Okay. You kept her from us that
and
whole time?
We ate, we ate birthday cake and watched Scream. It was awesome.
And yeah, Lindsay Adams made a Scream cake. It was cool.
Was it good?
Y'all didn't go, I think, because of Omicron.
That Scream movie?
Oh, go.
Because you were making Omicron in your house.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. You were cooking it up.
Yeah. But the Kings won the hockey game.
Yeah, and they would flack.
Did y'all?
But we did get to see the Filipino player.
He scored one.
He scored
a
goal.
He was excited. Mm-hmm. Did y'all notice that I came up with some catchphrases for hockey?
Uh huh.
Any faves?
I'm trying to think. So it's get on the ice. What is it?
Push the net.
Puck in net.
Puck on ice and puck in net.
Puck in net. Puck on ice.
Yeah, I was yelling. I was trying to see if I could get anybody around us to start
saying
it,
too. You know what I did think?
What?
Those seats were very good seats.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Just imagine if that was a basketball game.
That would rock.
That would be crazy.
How much do you think those... Our tickets were $100?
So I've sat first row once.
Listen to the mic.
I've sat that close to a basketball game, and it is worth it. It rocks.
Did you pay full price?
The second time I did.
When you get to really see how big those guys are?
When I went recently, I sat very, very close and picked
It would
price.
Be cool to see how big these guys
and
are.
And how big are those guys, really?
Huge.
Do you think I could afford? Just assume.
I'll tell you how much it cost.
Okay, tell me
the one time I went,
it was by myself.
Was
this
Lakers?
Okay.
This was home opener, Lakers.
Wow.
Shaq?
That's a big one.
Second row.
Wait, was this like Shaq and the gang?
Shaq and the gang? No. Oh.
This is probably LeBron and AD.
And AD. In Russell Westbrook.
AD Miles.
I hate that guy.
AD Miles.
Anyways. Anthony Davis. I paid $1,000.
For one ticket?
You know what?
It was not. I mean, that was a deal.
Did y'all win?
No. But it was close.
Did you see
it
LeBron?
Lakers Clippers.
What about this? Okay, CJ, what about this?
Uh-huh.
Off game. This is a game no one's really talking about. We're talking about the Clippers, too.
Mm-hmm.
Second row. How much do you think about?
Maybe, honestly, maybe the same.
Damn. He just got lucky for
maybe
a
less. Like, no, maybe lucky. Less. Okay. Yeah, I did get lucky because I bought a single ticket super close to the game.
Remember when we used to go see the Clippers for like $5?
Yeah. That was a fun time.
That was with Blake Griffin and.
Yeah, and that was fun, too.
They were good.
And Blake Griffin got mad and punched somebody in the face.
Yeah.
The deuce?
Yeah.
When you're pissed, you got to punch somebody.
I kind of want to
talk about the Kings game more. What else happened?
Well, okay, so Mike, what I'm comparing it to is when we used to go to the Clippers games all the time.
Yeah.
And I would get two hot dogs and some nachos.
Yeah.
Right.
And I would just
that was an option.
And we would sit so high up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's trying to set up his joke.
What?
Josh Nicholson, here we go.
Well, that ain't wrong. Josh Nicholson. Josh Nicholson is Jack Nicholson's brother, and he likes to go Clippers games and sit as high
like
as possible.
I like to sit up as high as possible.
Him and his brother don't get along.
Kind of opposite.
So he says his name before everything he says.
Yeah.
I'm Josh Nicholson.
Well, he is good.
Yeah.
He's the one of people to think he's
but
doing
that was
an impression.
I did that at 30 Rock.
Fun with $0.
I did that at you 30 did. Rock in you front did. Of Lorne Michaels. He's seen Josh Nicholson. I also did Michael Caine, and do you know what that impression was?
I'm Michael Caine.
No, I said, y'all get. I want you to guess who this is. My name is Michael Caine.
But the thing is, with like that is like an. It's not that embarrassing. There's been some worse crap on that show.
I just knew they probably wanted me to do some celeb impressions.
But I still wasn't that in the middle still my favorite show to watch.
Wasn't that like in the middle of the Golden One?
That was the day before we shot the Golden One.
Did you think your life was going to change? Was you're like, what the heck? My life is changing.
Yeah, I truly thought.
You're in the elevator.
I truly thought in 2020. Well, I was afraid of getting cast on SNL. I was like nervous because I thought, well, me and Clay just made the Golden One. 2020 is going to be our year. Like so much stuff is going to happen. I don't know if I want to be on SNL. Like that's a 7-year contract. But whatever. We don't got to talk about that. But
no, but it is crazy. I even thought I was like, oh, this all makes sense that it's going to happen.
Well, you know.
And I was like, I gotta go. I hate New York.
Dude, but imagine this.
I got to hang
SNL
out.
Opener.
Yeah.
Joe Biden is doing the thing, and Joe Biden gets a knock on the door. He goes, who's that? He goes, I think that's Josh Nicholson.
That's truly
that
okay.
Is funny. After, that is
after,
funny.
After like testing, they take you out onto that stage where the host does his thing.
The monologue?
Yeah. Lauren and all the gang are there at a little table. I did all that stuff. Then we all hung out afterwards, and then I laid in my hotel bed thinking, where's Josh Nicholson fit into all this? Like, how is Josh Nicholson used in
like
SNL?
Update or
is he on Weekend Update or is it a recurring sketch?
Uh oh, Andrew Tate just got arrested. Well, to report, we have Josh Nicholson on.
But that's,
I think
that's
it would
like,
be funny.
That's what I was racking my brain because I was like, oh no, wait, I'm not getting on SNL.
Where's Josh Nicholson fit?
Where's he gonna go in?
Where's there? Michael Caine fit?
What do you mean he's not there? He's at a Clippers game?
High up at a Clippers game.
Well, you're supposed to be reporting on Andrew Tate.
Yeah, well.
Let's just make our own SNL.
Yeah. So, okay, so when we were thinking about the Clippers, all I'm thinking going
Friday
in,
morning taped.
Yeah, Friday morning taped. Yeah. Everybody wants a good Friday morning sketch show.
What was the other one?
Fridays?
Yeah, Fridays.
It was just called Fridays.
Yeah. You're a comedy nerd, Rob.
Yeah, come on.
Dude, come on. Don't say that stuff.
All right.
I'm going to get in trouble.
With who?
Chris Hardwick.
Get canceled.
Chris Hardwick. Yikes. Enjoy your
burrito.
You're
going to lose your job at Legendary?
Yeah.
Guys, please, let's just enjoy our burrito.
I didn't even know that was a saying.
Enjoy your burrito. Last
night. So
we just got done watching something on Chris Hardwick's TV. That's crazy. Is that the TV down there?
Do you want to talk about that?
No.
Clay.
What?
We're moving on. Josh Nicholson wants
I'm
to
trying
move
to talk
on.
About the treats at the freaking hockey game.
He's upset about this Wetzel
dog. I like how
dog.
Y'all cut off the Chris Hardwick thing, so now people are just wondering in their head how no. bad it could have been.
It honestly isn't a good story, but doing this podcast is like, what are five stories I could get back to these people? Oh, we can't talk about that. Can't talk about that. Can't talk about that.
I'm not. I own Chris Hardwick's TV. That's all that needs to be said.
I like how you explain it. It's
and
not
it has
bad
a hard
at all.
Drive with
but
all
you're,
this evidence.
If you're beating around the bush, it sounds like it's incriminating.
Yeah. Well, okay. So it's private. I'm trying to be more mysterious for 2023.
Sorry. He has some secrets.
Yeah. So, well, do y'all want to talk about the treats?
Yeah. Yes. Let's talk about the game.
Well, I don't know anything about the game. Those guys are just puck on ice and puck in net. That's all I know.
Nice puck on net.
And the Kings won.
I think it's
and
great.
It was a good game. It was 3-2.
When it ended, did we all were we all aware that it was going to end?
No.
Yeah.
I thought, oh. Okay.
Oh, you guys thought it went 4.
I just, it felt pretty quick. What, was it an hour long?
Yeah.
What?
The game?
No, that game was 2.5, 3.
Oh.
Something like that.
Well, I mean, we were having fun.
A big part of the game is they just have to go, like, fix the ice all the time.
Yeah.
So they're constantly fixing the ice, and then they take a break and they fix the ice some more.
Yeah, and we go hang out in the very back of a weird bar,
and
where Clay dips his fingers in weird stuff on the floor.
Yeah, you know,
Clay was doing his stain comedy, where he's finding floor stains and inspecting them.
Yeah, come on, man,
giving him a lick.
Which I'm always working.
You're always trying to get
on.
A laugh.
I'm always on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Never off.
Exactly.
So what kind of what's your ideal game treat if you get to go back and redo it? What you looking for? I'm a hot dog and a nachos guy.
Honestly, a burger is rarely bad at those type of games.
Never had one. Would I love to try that.
A chicken sandwich might have been good.
Yeah, a chicken sandwich might be better because it's less messy, I feel like.
And so Clay, when we were walking up to Wetzel's, I was
who made us stop at Wetzel's?
Me, you guys, and you guys all willingly followed.
Listen, I was
you were
like,
the leader. We
the
said
leader.
Right before you're
yeah,
the leader
we're not
of the game.
Break up and then have to like figure out where everyone's at.
I historically always regret everything I eat and then return to those.
Remember
places.
When you were on a diet and you said the only thing you're allowed to eat is Chipotle or Cheesecake
and
Factory?
And I still hold to that.
Why? Why is that?
Because there's. I know there's like calorie hacks at those places.
But we were trying to go to like Tender Greens or something.
Yeah, but the Tender Greens has healthy food that tastes like poop.
Tender Greens is good.
No, I like Tender Greens. I don't like Sweet Green. I think that place sucks.
I like Sweet Green
dude,
too.
We went to Sweet Green with CJ once. I'd never seen a guy more mad at me.
Dude, this I was so mad at Sweet Green.
Reminds me of the time when I had my dad try a LaCroix. And the face he made was like he just drank poop. My dad.
Oh my god, yeah, my.
And then he tried to put fucking Splenda in it and then just like.
What? Up. My niece had a fear of seltzer water.
Why?
She thought it was scary because it like. It was clear and looked like water and it didn't taste like anything.
Yeah, it was spicy.
Yeah.
It's a little bit spicy water.
Ah, it hurts. Ah. Like, had a fear of it. Thought I was trying to attack her.
Man, when I was in high school, I quit drinking soda for 1 year. And then I remember going to Clay's house and having a Coke at like midnight.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a. Nothing has ever tasted better than in that.
You
moment.
Levitate.
Yeah.
You feel the syrup coursing through your veins.
It was fucking awesome.
A can of Coke?
A fucking Mountain Dew Blue Thunder or whatever it's called.
I got to keep. I don't know how you're sitting on that chair if your back hurts.
It's good for my back.
It's good for his core.
Yeah.
CJ's laying down.
It's keeping his core engaged.
CJ has a thing where he doesn't want to come over to people's houses unless he can lay down.
That's like legit baby stuff.
I can't see a film unless I have the option to fully recline.
And I'm exactly the opposite. I need to be sitting up in that chair. I don't like those recliner chairs. I want to be sitting up watching that movie or else I'm going to fall asleep.
Yeah.
There's like I remember whenever we saw Avengers Endgame.
Everybody at my whole birthday party fell asleep.
The chairs like literally laid all the way down.
Dude, we saw it at midnight on my birthday.
Give CJ a blanket while he's not here.
I got
CJ,
one.
You want a blanket?
Yeah. But that was the most strategic I ever was at a movie where I was like this, it was like.
CJ bought all the tickets.
An hour in and I was like, I'm going to take a nap right here. And then I woke up right before the big fight scene.
Mitra did that same thing. I remember looking around and I'd say 12 people came. And 80% of them were sound asleep.
Oh, yeah, I fell right asleep.
Well, we did see it late.
I saw it at midnight. It was 3 hours long.
We don't do that stuff anymore.
Because movies don't come out. Like, my birthday used to have, like, a big blockbuster would come out right around then.
I got you.
We'd go see a Spider-Man or something.
Yeah, what's coming out? Look up what's coming out.
I got you.
Now we're on, like, phase 18 of Marvel, and it's
okay,
like,
so you want to know. You have one option here. It's Guardians of the Galaxy's volume.
No,
I'll see that.
Yeah. Wait, yeah, so see that what's
May, that's May 5th though. So
what's the deal with James Gunn? He's
Isn't that
doing,
your mom's birthday?
He's no, doing no, that, and he runs DC.
I think that's his last movie on contract at Marvel. Now
you
he's
could
at
do
DC.
If you want to see
the head of DC.
If you want to see it on your birthday, you can wait and watch the Super Mario Brothers movie.
No,
nah.
You don't want to see that?
Now, why isn't like Danny DeVito or
what about
Mario?
Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves? You can
no.
see that.
What Man, about John and Chris Wick? Pine is in that? Every time I see Chris Pine, I'm like, you should be the most famous like action hero. Why is he now doing like those direct-to-streaming action movies?
What's this movie?
Dude, I forget which one here, Chris man. Pine is.
What's this bug
He's
movie?
The most handsome. I don't know. Oh, that's Blue Beetle.
Okay.
Wait, what is it? No, that's Across the Spider-Verse.
We're all going to see Blue Beetle.
Wait, but there's another Spider-Man movie.
No.
No, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is right here.
Yeah.
No,
he said it was Blue Beetle.
Down, is it Beetleborgs?
That's Blue Beetle.
Beetleborg movie?
That's the Blue Beetle movie.
What about Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem? Is that the Seth Rogen one?
Is that a movie?
I don't know. CJ knows about it. Who is?
I don't know who it is.
Okay.
What about this Wonka movie? Is that Tim
Wampa?
That's Chalamet.
There's a Wonka movie?
Oh. There's a Wonka movie coming out December 15th.
Timothée?
Is that Tim Burton's property?
I bet you all of those movies...
No, I don't think that's connected.
You think any of those movies are worthy to be at the end of Babylon?
Yeah, dude.
Spoiler alert.
I'll give you a couple.
Do you guys not talk about Babylon?
We haven't, because Rod hasn't seen it.
Yeah.
I want to go and watch, like... I want, Rod, you to text me in the last 20 minutes so I can watch your face as that movie ends.
Maybe I can, if I go see like a matinee of it, I could watch it by myself.
The ending, the last scene is kind of like that Pepsi Kylie Jenner commercial where
she puts
the protest
the flower
with
the Coke.
And the gun. Yeah.
Or whatever it is, yeah.
She ends it with a Pepsi.
Right.
Not
right.
a Coke.
What about this? June 16th, we got The Flash.
No.
Isn't that guy arrested?
Yeah.
He's in some kind of trouble.
I think they're going to say no. To the Flash.
No.
Yeah, it's a no.
Oh, he's so fast. It's like no one knows it's him.
No, we're not doing the Flash.
For anybody who has seen Babylon, here's a spoiler alert. It ends with a movie montage of of some of the most legendary movies to ever come out.
Avatar.
Yeah. Avatar, Terminator, a couple of James Camerons. I was really hoping that it would just, and then it would end up going to Nicole Kidman doing the AMC thing.
Yeah.
And then she like turns the light off at the theater and walks out.
Yeah, like the ending of Fresh Prince.
Right. And that's, is that really how they do it?
He's, he's standing by himself in the middle of the empty living room, and then he leaves and like turns, I don't think he turns the light off.
Can we go around and all include one clip into that montage?
Mm-hmm.
What I would put?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
I'll start. I would add when Mini-Me flew across the room.
Yeah. Yep.
And hit the refrigerator.
What about Fat Bastard? Doesn't he shit out?
Well, save it. Wait for your turn. Save it.
So okay, first montage, it's like after like Chinatown clip or something.
Yeah.
Flies across the room, hits up. And then we also have to include him getting up and...
Yeah. And he says, "Yee." Yeah. All right, Rod, your turn.
Just think of the most legendary Rod movie clip.
Do you want me to go? Are you ready?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really have one, but...
Okay,
so
Rod should probably go last.
All right, Siege.
Which one of y'all kicked me from Rush Hour?
Which one of y'all kicked me?
You're allowed to be racist if you're that funny about it.
Wait, how's that racist?
I guess because all Asian people look alike?
No, because they all came flying out of nowhere and kicked
them. Oh, okay. But regardless.
I thought he had a concussion and he's asking who kicked
him. Yeah, he's like confused.
That is more important to movies than Avatar.
Which one of y'all kicked me?
I don't have one.
What do you mean?
I think those two are good.
Yeah, those are good. Okay, let me think of one. Hold up.
But that movie is so...
Oh, wait, I got one.
I could talk about it for Rod's hours. Got one.
So imagine this, before Rod goes. You see a clip.
You have to leave?
No. I'm going to tell you what
we're going to do. Okay, so leading up to the montage, we have the T2 guy melting, yeah. Right?
T-1000.
And then the T-1000, we have like Singing in the Rain or something, and then, Rod?
You got Tyrese and Ludacris in space.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. In the car. They're in a car.
That is so good.
Yeah, that's really good.
That was, remember when we saw that in 40X? That was crazy.
That was when
we thought COVID was over.
Yeah.
In like June of 2020.
And the first thing we went back to was these movie theater seats that were possessed.
Wait, when actually was that? Was that June of 2021?
Yeah.
In that weird movie theater. Oh, this is another thing I want to do. I want to start a TikTok account if you guys want to start with me. Weird movie theaters. And like Look Cinema. That's one.
Oh yeah,
that North
These
Hollywood.
These don't really
Regal.
Translate that well in photos. You like,
no,
you have to go
dude,
there.
The Look Cinema. There is. I was thinking about it. There's so many weird. They added new buttons to the seats, but they didn't like replace the panel. They just added a new button, and it doesn't do anything.
Nothing works at those theaters. Like, you order food there, and it comes like 10 minutes before the movie's over,
or it doesn't come at all, and you see the guy next to you eating it.
Yeah, they just give it to the wrong person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they talk at full volume in the middle of the movie while standing in front of the screen.
Yeah.
But it's weird. Yeah. Movie theaters are really strange right now.
Why does that theater have to be like that? Why not just make it a good movie theater without the...
Why? Every time... Have y'all ever gone where the bar was open?
No.
Because every time you enter, it looks like, oh, this place might be closed.
Well, and the thing is, they might not even be working on that bar because... Every theater is now a different theater because so many closed down.
And then there's no employees there. Yeah.
I went to the Pasadena Lamley that is now a Landmark.
Mm-hmm.
And they like, I think because every Landmark now has a bar, they had to like, they required them to get a bar.
But didn't they sell alcohol before?
I don't think they had
wine and beer, right?
Yeah, maybe. But like, yeah, the concession stand is super tiny now. And then there's this giant bar that no one is behind. And... You know, like the Pasadena Lamley was like nice because it was like no flair or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like flair on top of like the Lamley. It's weird.
And it's a weird little theater.
But I still, that's my favorite like old person theater.
Well, yeah, we still just got to go to it.
What happened to that ArcLight? Are they not doing anything with that?
They're all turning into landmarks.
Why isn't that a landmark?
They are. They're turning the Hollywood one into a landmark.
What about the dome?
I think that's like a landmark, like an actual like
historical landmark. Yeah.
Well, that's confusing.
Yeah,
that's confusing.
It wouldn't make sense.
Taken
that,
out, but taken
the ArcLight in Pasadena, that was a great theater.
Yeah, they got the islands right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to islands.
What was that other restaurant called?
Well,
damn.
What did it have?
I should have brought it up.
What's some information about it?
I think it has the word Yard House.
Ooh, I love Yard House.
That's because it's next to a Yard House, too. So
I never been to a Yard House.
Yard House is absolutely great. What's that steakhouse we went to in Burbank?
What?
Is it Fleming's? Yeah, after the
yeah.
Fast Night. After Fast Night.
What was it?
Oh, no, not that one. No. That one's great.
What the one we went to.
What's that one called? With the It's old Hollywood. I can't ever remember the name of it.
Mussolini and Frank's?
No.
You were there.
It's not Mussolini and Frank's.
I'm pretty sure that's not it.
It's some famous steakhouse. It's like...
Oh, Steak Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Steak Brothers. It's Steak Brothers Steakhouse.
It's licorice pizza vibe. Kind of.
Oh. Smokehouse.
Smokehouse.
Yeah.
Wait, isn't that where we went after... That's a,
no,
where
it's
we went after.
Frank's.
No.
There's one that we went in Pasadena. Are you talking about that one?
No, talking about we just went to get a steak.
But that was after Fast Nine.
No, that's when we went to Smokehouse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's Smokehouse is legendary from Larry Sanders.
You talking about?
And just like talk.
Oh, Black Angus.
What?
Oh, what's Black place? Angus in place in Burbank.
Oh, awesome. What we saw?
We went there.
Remember how strange the waiter was?
I went there.
No.
Oh,
I'm Ron Burgundy.
I'm Ron
Oh,
Burgundy?
That's what I would put in my montage. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Actually, but I could have seen like that one actually fits. Like
I'm Ron
he
Burgundy.
He would probably think like this is comedy history.
What about I Love Lamb?
Has anyone ever talked to Damien Chazelle?
Nah.
I've never met him.
What do you think he's like?
I don't know. He loves much jazz. Mystery.
Do you think he does that director's hand thing?
Yeah, he's probably
frame
doing
thing
that.
While talking
he's
to you.
He's probably like putting his thumb and his finger together. To everything.
Yeah, he's framing the
everything
shot.
Is a movie to him.
He's always framing shots.
Yeah. Everything's a movie when you're a real filmmaker.
Exactly.
That's what were y'all's favorite films of 2022?
Rush Hour.
All right, that's yours every year. What about you, Rod? Perry?
I'm trying to think.
Does it have to be new movies or just movies you saw?
No, movies that came out.
I mean, I liked Fablemans.
Fable.
I mean, I liked Avatar 2.
No.
Yeah.
I ain't seen that.
CJ, what if I tell you? Guys. What if I tell you there's now Filipino Navi?
Well, no, he's Navi,
there
not
is?
Filipino. All right, I'll go.
Is there? Yeah.
They're basically like Polynesian.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, I gotta see. Yeah, I got it. Why don't they just make a Filipinos movie?
They even have
Avatar
like tribal tattoos and stuff.
Do you think Avatar would be good if it was just a bunch of Filipino guys?
Yes, I would go to that. I would see that.
Would they still have dragons and stuff they
I
can fly around on?
Do they wear sneakers?
No sneakers.
Yeah, that's
I remember.
That's a deal breaker.
Triangle of Sadness is probably my favorite.
Yeah,
movie.
I need to see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, probably that. Besides that, I don't really. I think
Barbarian.
I'm safe to say that I didn't have a favorite.
Northman,
movie.
Elvis,
Avatar 2.
I'd probably say what I liked. I liked Elvis and I liked Triangle of Sadness.
What about Barbarian?
I like Barbarian too, but
that was my favorite.
Clay
movie.
Got really scared. He kept leaving the theater and going, "Oh,
yeah."
He said, "Dear Lord."
I had to fan off the sweat from my bro.
Well, wow.
He got really scared.
Barbarian is my favorite movie.
Ever?
No.
Of all time.
This year.
I'll go check it out. I haven't watched it yet.
Rod,
what the hell, Rod?
What the hell, Rod?
You guys, everyone saw Without Me, and I too.
No,
scared.
We asked you. Remember?
We asked you. You didn't want to go.
No, I don't think you did.
Yes, we did. I remember.
There was one time when CJ went through his texts between just me, you, and him, and you hadn't responded in 3 months.
I've invited you to 9 of my birthdays via email. Never show up.
But well, you sent me emails. That's the problem. I'm not looking at my emails.
And then I end up hanging
emails.
Out with you the day after just by coincidence. I'm like, why weren't you on my birthday? And you go, CJ, man, when was your birthday? I'm like, yes.
No, I know when your birthday is. January 15th.
All right, thanks. Karaoke next week.
Everyone, do you want to plug it?
No.
Plug your birthday?
Because there's a limit of people.
All right.
Remember we used to go karaokeing like every week?
Every
like,
Wednesday.
Sometimes Wednesday and Sunday nights at Melody Lounge.
Yeah.
We really went after it. We really went out. We were out on the town.
Yeah. Those are the days. We were young. We were, let's see, we're 20.
Were we young?
We're 25 just... now, so we were 17.
Yeah, yeah, 17. Wow.
Didn't we mainly just go after a show? Mm. And now there's no more shows.
We went to Big Fish a lot.
Yeah, we go to Big Fish and Melody Lounge. I do miss a hang like Big Fish. That was a blast. I took it for granted.
Where is that? Too. Isn't that place something else now?
I stole from them for some reason.
CJ,
because you didn't have
a giant fish,
and they went out of they went out of business.
They did go out of business. That's
you
rude.
Stole their big
you
fish.
Stole a fish, but didn't you bring it back?
Yes, I did.
You felt bad.
Yeah,
that was funny.
All right, so what do we give the hockey game?
I give it a 10 out of 10, and I'm really trying to get puck and net going and puck on ice. And if you say it enough, you can say pumpkin net.
Pumpkin net, yeah.
No, it is exciting if you know what's going on. I was starting to learn the game as we were going, and it was fun.
You don't really have to know what's
going
on.
You don't have to know. It's just I get a little confused with the penalties.
It's hard because there's so many times where, like, I would see, like, one of the guys fully grab another guy's stick, and I'm like, well, that doesn't seem legal. And then nothing gets called.
It looked like the most painful sport, like, even more than football.
Also, hockey guys look like European skaters.
Yeah.
Long, a lot of them are European. Hair.
Remember when the puck would fly at you and get stopped by the...
It'd hit the thing, and it'd be bonk!
Yeah.
It'd be scary as hell.
But then we were doing that because we're sitting next to Rod.
I might start a TikTok where I learn hockey for a whole year. I like follow hockey for a season.
You've mentioned starting a TikTok a couple
times. I love
you need to.
Why are you starting TikToks?
I love
now.
Talking Stop, about starting TikToks.
No, you need to start podcast, not TikTok.
No, TikTok makes more sense.
Okay.
Yeah, Rod's a video guy.
Rod, I've never done it. I've never done a TikTok.
What's your New Year's resolution, Rod?
I don't have.
You don't want to become the king of Twitch again like you were last year?
I guess I should be the king of Twitch.
Are you the most streamed?
No.
You're up there, though.
Not even
probably
close.
Up there. Probably. Only streamer I know, really.
Yeah, same.
You guys don't watch Hassan?
Hassan Minaj?
No.
Yeah, we watch Hassan Minaj. Does he Twitch?
No, it's a different Hassan.
All right.
Okay.
All right, I'll become the king of Twitch.
All right.
Okay, bye, gang.